Hey guys.
Hi queens.
I feel like long time no talk. It feels like it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a busy month.
We've been frolicking in the desert for a bit. Yeah, so
we really have.
We're back though, back into the swing of things, getting back onto our regular schedules. But yeah, festival season was fun. We did our Coachella recap as our last episode. So this episode will be our Stagecoach recap, which I'm excited about because
crazy.
Was fully thriving. Like the full country girly in me was just living it up. It was so much fun. So we'll dive into that and kind of just, again, like our thoughts on everything, just random notes and things that we've learned for next year, because I do feel like next year's Stagecoach is definitely going to be the moment. Like, I'm just calling it now. Like, yeah, I mean, Coachella's still going to be there. It's still going to do its thing, whatever. But I feel like Stagecoach is going to, like, pop off. Like, I just feel
and
it.
People have been talking about it since.
Yeah, and I feel like this year kind of, I feel like, solidified it that, like, Stagecoach can, like, you know, hold its own in terms of like a creator sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I feel like next year, I just feel like so many brands are going to jump on that. But we will touch on that first. We're going to just do some updates. I feel like for me, my updates, I literally am finally feeling better today from when I got sick. When I got back from Stagecoach. So I don't think it ever fully went away. And then obviously went to Stagecoach, inhaled a lot of dust. So that obviously didn't help it. So when we got home, I kind of like got a little worse again, but then pretty much rested all week, took it really easy, tried to like sleep and just rest and take my vitamins and whatnot. So finally feeling the up and up just to go on another small trip. My sister is graduating this coming weekend, getting her master's from the University of Arizona. So I'm going out to celebrate and like visit.
So fun.
For her graduation. So I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be hot. I think Arizona has reached its triple digits, unfortunately. So
really?
I think so. So that'll... Obviously, I grew up with that, so it's fine. But like after living in San Diego, it's like literally been cloudy, gloomy, cold, windy. And then going from like 65 to like 105 is just a little transition there, but it's fine. So I feel like that. And then we have literally, I feel like we don't go to Palm Springs for like years. And then all of a sudden we go like four times in a row. Like, we're either in Palm Springs or like we're not. Like, I feel it's like just we're like back to back. Yeah, it always happens like this. So we have a cutie little hotel collab in Palm Springs coming up too that I'm really excited about. It's going to be like way more chill, relaxing, and fun.
Spa vibes.
So yeah, I feel like that's just kind of what's upcoming for me. Do you have anything, any updates?
I feel like I am just trying to stay at home and chill.
Honestly, like, same. Like, I wish that was me.
Yeah, since a busy back-to-back pretty much festivals, which is like honestly so crazy. If we went into Coachella, like that would have been insane.
I could not imagine.
Might as well have. But like, yeah, I mean, we'll get into it. But going in, I feel like we really understand how crazy and tiring it is.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, just like I am trying to rest and trying to get back into the swing of things. Nothing really like I feel like my next thing is just the Palm Springs trip next week. So I'm excited for that. And yeah.
Love that. And then yes, and then our South of France trip, you guys. We are doing our intro call this month and we're so excited. It's just getting to know all the girlies. Everyone kind of introduces themselves. We kind of chat about basics of the trips or the trip, international kind of details or just things to kind of start thinking about. But I'm just excited for all the girls to meet each other and for us to get to meet them kind of not IRL, but like on a Zoom face to face where we can just kind of chat and just get to know each other. It's one of my favorite calls. So we are doing that this month. So again, if you are interested in coming, sign up. It's only 25% due at sign up right now. And I think we have 4 or 5 spots left. I have to double check, but yeah, don't wait. It's definitely going to be the vibes of hot girl summer, European girl summer. And it's just it, in my opinion, the perfect time of year to be in Europe. So
yeah,
I'm really excited.
Saving so many things, so much inspo. I seriously cannot wait.
Same. I feel like I'm already setting aside outfits.
Yeah.
And yeah, pinning inspo, saving, like, not necessarily locations, but just like vibes and pose inspo for Europe. I'm just so excited. And we're so excited to chat with all the girlies. So if you want to come, we would absolutely love to have you. And it's going to be so much fun. So that's the final update on that. And then jumping into influences of the week, do you want to share what your influence is this week?
Yes, my influence, if you guys have noticed, I feel like I post a lot of crochet, but I just love everything crochet. I feel like it's such a fun spring summer vibe. I love like the chunky crochet cardigans. I love my little crochet AirPod Max covers. They're so freaking cute. I have 2 pairs from Etsy. And also, by the way, I get like so many questions if I'm doing it myself. And I forgot that like that is something I want to learn to do. Like I want to learn how to crochet. I'm so jealous of all the girlies that like can crochet their own stuff, crochet their own like little tops and skirts. And it's so cute. So I'm like super interested and I want to learn, but don't know when.
I literally
have time for that, but I feel like it's therapeutic. Like I feel like you just
totally
like
do
it therapeutic.
I think I randomly taught myself when I was like younger, like
really,
like way younger. Like I don't know where they are, like my crochet needles, but like they have different sizes, and I would go to like Joann's or like Michael's and get my yarn, and then I would crochet my little teddy bear and my twin doll outfits.
I'm
like straight up
dead
clothes.
That is so cute.
Oh, and I even crocheted myself my own like calculator cover that I like put my calculator in for school.
That's literally so cute. Like I
so you could totally you could totally do it.
Okay, that's my like little goal. I feel like I want to have a little hobby. So and I feel like I need something outside of this, like just like chilling. Like how do we chill? Like I trade my little tiny screen for a bigger screen and watch a movie. Like I just I need something else.
Love that.
So yeah, that's my influence.
Cute.
What about you?
Okay, so my influence of the week is naturopathic doctors. I am literally so obsessed. And I'm just so confused how normal doctors don't approach medicine or health like this in general. It literally blows my mind.
It's because big pharma.
I know. I saw a naturopath 2 years ago, and that's what helped with my stomach issues. And when I went like gluten and dairy free, and that helped so many things. But then I feel like I've had a little, some issues come up recently. So I'm like, should probably get that checked out. And they like, so like, I feel like you go to a normal doctor and they like run blood tests on just like your generic things, just like your normal health stuff. But when I see the naturopath, we run so many different blood tests and they go like so in depth that I'm just like, I don't feel like I've ever gotten this from a like regular doctor or I just like don't know how to explain it. But like we did just an example, a couple of the tests that we ran was like, oh, and first of all, they, when they take your blood to do this, they come to your house and do it. So I didn't even have to go to a lab or anything. They like come to you. So first of all, that was really nice. And then, so we did just like a normal blood panel, which is just like standard. And then we did micronutrient deficiencies, I believe, wheat zoomers, hormones, and one other one, but I can't remember. But it like, it, so like, I feel like a normal blood test will just be like, oh, vitamin B. But then these like micronutrient deficiency ones go into like the 5 types of vitamin Bs. And it like breaks it down and like tells you like where they are.
Interesting.
If they're low, like whatever. And then the naturopathic doctor looks at all of this and they obviously aren't prescribing like medication, like a normal doctor would be like, oh, you should probably take some like ibuprofen or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they are prescribing just like supplements. And I feel like the supplements that they are prescribing are like the high quality ones where it's like, so like, for example, like I take the JS Health fish oil supplements that I really like, and that has like a certain percentage of fish oil or something in it, but the one that the naturopath is recommending is even like higher and stronger. So it's like very interesting. Mm-hmm. And they recommend, like, they come up with this whole plan basically. So what I basically learned was I have high cortisol right now, which means my body is kind of in a fight or flight mode, which totally makes sense after planning a wedding, getting married, yeah, and then like kind of going like festival season. Like, yes, there is a lot going on. And so my body is kind of holding on to weight, because when you're in that flight or fight mode, your body is like, it thinks like, I don't know where my next meal is coming from. I'm in defense mode, so I have to hold. So like, I'm doing all the things, like I'm working out regularly, I'm eating healthy, whatever, but I'm still not able to like let go of this like little extra weight. And I'm just like, what is wrong? Like, I'm doing all the things, like I'm being healthy. Like, so that's why I was like, I need to like get this checked out, because I'm like, I think there might be something. And like, I want to check my hormones too, because like, I feel like we're like starting to family plan like in a year, but like might as well get those things checked out while I'm in the process of doing all of this. So anyways, my cortisol came back high. So now we're kind of addressing that and just focusing on that. And then I'm also seeing a nutritionist, which I'm so freaking excited because she is going to work with my naturopathic doctor and come up and just help with like food plans and just like, I feel like sometimes you kind of get in the routine of sticking with the same stuff because like you're just used to cooking the same recipes, or you just like, it's easy, like whatever. And like, it's kind of hard to come up with new ideas all the time. So I'm really excited to get suggestions of just like foods to make, snacks to have, like all of that. I feel like that's going to be so helpful. And it's so funny because like literally my nutritionist was saying the same things as my therapist. And I was like, wow, like really? The way worlds collide. Yes. I love that. She's like, during this process, like you really just have to give yourself grace. And I was like, you sound like my therapist. Yeah. Like, so interesting. But yeah, so it is kind of like a long process, and they kind of do give you a lot of supplements, which is kind of overwhelming. But I also have leaky gut, so I need to work on healing that. And then obviously the high cortisol, get that down, because I was like, oh my gosh, I need to work out. But the naturopath is like, no, you need to like not do intense walks, because like we literally bought a treadmill so I could do the 12-3-30 thing. But my therapist is like, or I mean my naturopath was like,
which one?
I know. She's like, no, you need to like go outside and take a walk for 30 minutes, but like a walk where you're just like soaking up the sunshine and like smelling the roses. Like, this walk has no goal except to be like 30 minutes long. So like no speed, like no steps, like just casually walk in your neighborhood and smell the roses was basically what she said. So it's very interesting, but like, I just don't feel like a doctor would tell you that.
No.
And it just like blows my mind that like, I don't know. Yes, it is kind of expensive, but it is an investment in your health, which is like literally the number one thing you could invest in. So it's totally worth it. But it's like wild to me that like doctors don't do this. Like, I just truly do not understand. Like,
yeah,
it's so sad. Like, so freaking sad that like they don't give you these plans or like supplements or like tell you to go outside and walk. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So
yeah.
Anyways, that's my rant. I'm so excited for my naturopath, my nutritionist. It's going to be so good. Yeah, I got to get back into it and fix some things. But, you know, baby steps, one thing at a time. Definitely. So, yeah, that's what I feel like has been going on with me. So, okay, let's dive into our recap. So this time we went out Friday, which I was like, was so much better, honestly.
It like definitely helped
so much.
I mean, the only reason why we really did Thursday for Coachella was because we had a house, but there really is no reason to go any earlier than Friday. Like, you're not going to see people during the early daytime, especially on Friday. I feel like if people are good in the day, it's going to be like Saturday, Sunday. So yeah, that was really nice going on Friday. Didn't feel too long.
I feel like it truly felt like the perfect amount of time, just because like if you can, I feel like most people leave Monday just because you're really tired from Sunday night. And also I don't even think we got home until like 1 a.m. anyway, so it's not like you're gonna drive home at 1 a.m. on Sunday anyway. So
yeah, it makes sense. Friday to Monday, that's like a good time.
Yeah, and Friday, like, honestly, overall, too, I feel like Stagecoach was way more chill. And, like, like we actually, like, slept in every day. And, like,
that was very nice.
It was just such a different experience, I feel like, with Coachella. And I'm not too sure why, because it's not like our events were early. I mean, we got up and Coachella, shot content, but, like,
Coachella's just, like, I think there's more of a focus on the content and people like just doing the most. I feel like though it's ingrained in our heads and we could let that go a little bit, but feel like Coachella, like, I don't know what it is. It just feels more intense, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was like nice that it was like pretty chill. Like I think we left San Diego at like 10:30 in the morning. Like casual, like, you know, woke up normal time, got ready, drove up. There was like a little traffic, but I don't think there was like anything crazy. And then we picked up our wristbands from the Color Wow house in Palm Springs when we got in. So we were so lucky to get to work with them for the festival, and they gave us the wristbands, which was so cool and so much fun, and like how we got to Stagecoach anyway. So that was really cool.
So thankful for Color Wow. And also, by the way, their products are so good. We loved what they used on our hair. I think it was the shine spray and I forget what the other one's called.
Yeah, there was a shine one and a volume one.
Yeah, it was a volume one, but I feel like my hair stayed the entire time.
Yeah.
And they're great. Their team is also so sweet.
Love them. It was so much fun. So we kind of started with that. And then we try to plan our things based on the areas we're going to be in, just because, as we've mentioned before, Palm Springs is actually like pretty big as a whole based on where things are located. So the Color Wow house was, I think, literally an hour from our actual Airbnb in La Quinta. So we don't want to be like driving back and forth. So that's how we kind of schedule our stuff. So after that was just quick. We went to the Revolve gifting house, which also is really cool and so fun. Like it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's very, it's so cool. Like they have like different sections that you go in, and like one section was like, okay, like you can pick three things from, you know, these specific racks. And then a different section was like, okay, you can pick, you know, X amount of dollars from these racks here. And then you can go in the house, and anything basically in the house is free for all. And it's basically just different brands who probably, like, I would assume volunteer to be a part of that.
Yeah, probably.
Or like,
Brands that are sold on Revolve.
And like beauty products. But yeah, so that was really cool to get to do that, just because, I don't know, I'm such a Revolve girly. I love their stuff so much. Yeah, I shop on the website. Like, I love Revolve. So that was like really cool. And then it was like perfect timing too, because once we finished that, we were able to check into the Airbnb, because I think it was like 3 o'clock by then.
Yeah, we timed it really well.
So that was perfect. So we checked in, and it was honestly really funny because the Airbnb that we picked was actually right next to like a festival, like shuttle bus stop. We didn't take the shuttle or anything, but it's good to know for next year that it was literally right by the shuttle stop. Yeah, so
if we did want to do that,
And you could like park your car, I think, in the hotel like lots. Like, I don't think mm-hmm. they cared. So that was, yeah, good to know. And then, yeah, I think we just checked in and then pretty much started getting ready to go to the festival. Yeah. This was Friday. So day one, I honestly can't even remember, like, the only people or person that we wanted to see was Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
So, and he was kind of later in the evening. So we were in a big rush. Like
Jelly Roll and Eric Church, but.
Okay. Yeah. Eric Church. So.
We didn't.
So yeah. Who, I don't remember who was before Jelly Roll, like the bit, like the main three kind of, but.
Yeah. I can't remember either.
We kind of just.
No, I don't remember.
Well, this was my first time ever going into the festival. Like, I had never set foot on the grounds before. So we were kind of just walking around, exploring, and just kind of seeing all the activations. There was, like, so much food. I don't even know. Like, the Ferris wheel, obviously. Like, all the iconic things. Mm-hmm. And then they have, like, little shops. And then they, like, I'm pretty sure T-Mobile sponsored it this year. So, like, there was the T-Mobile main stage. But then they also had the Magenta Club, I think it was called. Like, this complete, like, sectioned off area on the, like, literally completely across from the main stage all the way in the back. But, like, you could go in if you had T-Mobile, and they actually had a bar up there, so you didn't have to wait.
Yeah, it was super nice.
In the crazy lines at the normal bars, and they had seating and AC and phone chargers, so that was really cool, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we kind of just hung there for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, we, like, didn't know how crazy the crowds were at this point, because it was, like, the first time we walked in. So we're like, okay, let's, like, chill here. And we watched Jelly Roll from there. And Jelly Roll was great. I, like, recently discovered him.
So good.
From Tana Mojo's podcast, LOL.
I'm so curious how she found him. Like, is she friends with Bunny?
Because, no, well, maybe, but she, like, posted a while ago before, like, I think it was Son of a Sinner. Maybe when it just came out, like, she, like, posted, like, this is the best song I've ever heard or something, like, crazy. Like, she was, like, super emotional over it and everything. And he said that he has never got that much traction from someone just posting him before. So like,
he knew that it came from her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, he said, like, so many people came from, like, Tana's post about it.
Wow.
Which was super interesting. Yeah. So he was, like, super appreciative and yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
super interesting.
Okay, Tana.
I know. I think it must have been before he was, like, I think he was saying it was before he was, like, big at all.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, recently newer on the country scene for sure. I don't know if he's been on the rock scene, but, wow. But, yeah, he was so good. He was so good. If you guys are in the country scene, it's giving, like, Luke Combs vibes, where he just has such a powerful voice. Even when he's just speaking, it almost comes across mm-hmm. as, like, preaching. Yeah. And, like, he's just, like, it's just such a strong voice. That's the only way I know how to describe it. Just, like, I don't know. Like, so good.
Yeah, it was so good. And he brought out some guests.
Oh, my God. He brought out T-Pain, and we were freaking out. Like, we were just, like, dang, like, T-Pain is literally everywhere. I've seen T-Pain 3 times in literally 1 month now. Like, was not expecting that, but, like, so excited about it.
And, like, everyone is just loving T-Pain. Like, I swear every video I see on TikTok of T-Pain performing from Coachella has, like, 500,000 likes. Everyone's in the comments, like, so good. It's so funny. So, yeah.
He literally just came out of nowhere. Also, didn't even know him and Jelly Roll were friends. Like, hello.
Like, and how random. Like, different genres completely.
Completely.
I think they sang Buy You a Drink, and he probably did one of Jelly Roll's songs with him, I'm assuming. Yeah. But I can't really remember.
I don't either, but it was just so good, and I wanted him to stay out longer. But yeah.
That was pretty quick.
I can't remember who else he brought out.
Yeah, honestly, I can't really remember either, but I remember it was like 3 artists, but I wish I could remember. But
did he bring out Brad Paisley or was that a different night?
I can't remember.
I can't either. It's a
blur, honestly.
I know, same. But anyways, it was good. And yeah, this is when we learned Stagecoach had like free parking. So
yeah,
even though you park there, you still kind of have to walk and you take these like pedicab things, and which is nice. But our fee,
$15 there and back, by the way. Not there and back. It's $15 each way.
Yeah, $15 per person.
Yes.
Which we'll get into in our little tips and tricks section. But yeah, we did a lot of walking. I think my steps the first day were like 10,000. The second day was like 11,000. And I think the last day was like 13,000. So
yeah, lots and lots of walking.
And unfortunately, like, it's not like you're wearing cute sneakers, because that's not the vibe. Like, everybody's in cowboy boots.
For Stagecoach, yeah, everyone's in cowboy boots. I feel like for Coachella, better make people sure are, like, they're comfy. Sneakers. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like only the really nice, expensive cowboy boots are comfy. So, yeah, I mean, we made it. We made it work. And it was fine.
Yeah. Could've and then worse, this was the night we realized that everything in La Quinta is either closed or not healthy. Like, just, like, fast food, like, McDonald's,
yeah.
In-N-Out, Del Taco. Like, nothing, like, healthy, really. And, like, no restaurants were, like, open because it was, like, 10:30? Like, we didn't stay for Eric Church. It wasn't
crazy late, but, yeah, it was 10:30, I'd say.
And from what we heard, Eric Church's set wasn't that great. People said it was more of like gospel vibes, and I don't know why he didn't play like his main songs, but we pretty much left at the beginning of his set anyway. So we luckily found Chipotle, which was truly our saving grace. Yes. And I can't tell if I liked it because I was so hungry and that was the only option, or if it was actually good.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a love-hate relationship with Chipotle.
I loved it that time.
I did too, but I don't choose to eat it on the regular. So right,
same.
Maybe that's just like a festival food option. But we truly made it like within 10 minutes to spare. Like, it was like we got so lucky because there was literally nothing else. So yeah. Took that home, and that was pretty much it for the night. Honestly, it was like a pretty good day. It was like, I mean, we were busy, but it didn't feel good, too easy crazy. First day. And yeah, so that was the first day. And then Saturday we slept in, which was so nice, so unlike Coachella. And that just felt different. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. And honestly, like, we don't ever sleep in usually when we're doing stuff like traveling or doing something for content.
We
so
literally sleep 4 hours a night when we travel. So
I know. Yeah, so this was nice. I also think it was easier content-wise because we were actually going into the festival, so we, like, knew that's where we were going to take our photos.
So true.
So that did make it so much easier because also I just feel like the festival is cute. Like, it's just fun. It's cute. It's a
like with the stage, like, a cool vibe.
Yeah.
Like, more of the evening lighting, whereas, like, if you don't go into the festival, like, Coachella, like, for creators, if you're just doing brands and everything, like, you have no idea what these events are going to look like.
It's windy, probably. The lighting is
so wild. Like, it's so unpredictable. So we normally just get up in the morning and shoot at sunrise because, like, that's consistent. And we just know we can get our content really fast. So, yeah, that's honestly such a good point.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to sleep in. We just got ready in the morning. And then our first thing for that day was going to the Color Wow house. And we got our hair done by their team. And that was so really fun. They had such a cute house in Palm Springs, which I think we mentioned before. But La Quinta de Palm Springs is 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, now you do and you can plan. But I would say the majority of stuff is more around La Quinta and like Palm Desert. There's like there's occasional stuff in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was in Palm Springs. And yeah, so we got there, got our hair done. They had really cute gifting
Yeah, they had a cute little gifting suite with some good brands. Mm-hmm. And then we got some of their products, obviously, too. And this is the brand that's affiliated with Chris Appleton. He mm-hmm. is the, what? I think she said global creative director, I think is what.
Yeah. He looks like he's the founder because, like, every single video I've ever seen of Color Wow, it's, like, him.
Yeah, like, he's, like, kind of, like, the face of it. And then I feel like, too, because he does Kim Kardashian's hair all the time, like, people just, like, make those associations together, even if they aren't associated.
It's, like, a good strategy. Like, it's good brand awareness.
So, yeah, it's a really good brand for sure. And the girl who did our hair, she is from the UK, like their UK mm-hmm. team, which was really cool. So she was visiting. I asked her if people in the UK actually listen to country music, and she said, no, not really.
I was just thinking about that. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so American.
And it's like, yeah, not really their vibe. But she said she liked what she was like hearing kind of playing at the house. So that was really fun. So and then, yeah, they did our hair and it literally lasted all day, which was so nice. So,
yeah,
that was fun. Yeah. And we both mm-hmm. posted videos of it on TikTok. So go like our Color Wow.
Check it out.
Go like our Color Wow hair videos on TikTok because they're fun. But yeah, so that was really great. Their team was really sweet and it was it's always so fun to get your hair done too. It's honestly just fun to not have to do your hair. So.
Right. Exactly.
That was fun. And then after that, we went to Whole Foods because we decided after the previous night, we were not going to be stressing about what we were eating. So we love the hot bar and the cold bar. We just like get salads and sandwiches.
We stocked up.
Stocked up on some food for the night. So we had our lunch there and then we got dinner for the night too, which was so smart. I'm so glad we did that.
I know.
So glad. Oh my God. So yeah, we did that. And then I shot a quick campaign at our favorite location. That's a dog park, but it's giving desert and it has parking. It's easy to access. Yeah, like
that's
it was
why
literally
it's our favorite.
Yeah. It was right by the Whole Foods.
Park right there.
Yeah. You just hop out of the car real quick, take your photos, and then you're done. It's like so easy. Yeah. So we love that. And then for some reason, I feel like it's so hard to find locations like off the side of the road because you can't like park.
You can't park.
There's nowhere to park.
Like the windmill spot is like you're kind of just pulling into, I don't even know. We're just like on the side.
It's like a train
station. Yeah. And then everywhere else, like, there's cute, like, pull-off-the-road desert spots, but there's just, like, not actual parking, so it's a little stressful. So when you do find, like, that one good spot with good parking,
you just hold on to
it. It makes it so much easier. Mm-hmm.
So that was good. It was getting kind of hot at that point in the day, but I think it was, like, 3 or 4, so that was the hottest point anyway. And then I think we just went back to the Airbnb, changed. We did so many outfit changes this day. I think I wore 4 different freaking outfits. But we went home and changed to get ready to go into the festival, which I was like thinking about, like, if we actually did this for Coachella, did all the events during the day and then went to the festival, like, how are people just not so exhausted? Like, I feel like we did the bare minimum of like events and then like going to the festival and I was exhausted.
Yeah, well, people are sleeping until, like, noon during, like, Coachella, and then you have your event, and then you go in. So it's, like, you just have to sleep in.
Okay. That makes sense. And that's, like, people stay up super late, and then your just sleep gets so shifted. But, okay. Well, we went back in, and I can't remember who were the performers before Miranda Lambert.
Oh, I remember. Okay, we thought there was rumors going around that Beyonce was going to be performing as this DJ
under the
name Backyard Barbie. wait, no, it's not
Backwoods. Wait, Backwoods Barbie.
Yeah.
So because there was a Cowboy Carter like airplane care, like flying one of those,
there
like,
were, like, so ad many banners. Signs.
Yeah. So we.
Oh, and thought. Like they were apparently brand new to the scene. Apparently there's no like information on Backwoods Barbie. So like people were like, this person isn't real. It's gonna be Beyonce or Dolly Parton. And then you found like a Forbes article that was talking about that too, how it was gonna be Beyonce or Dolly Parton.
Okay, so, yes. We, so like, then we went to Diplo's Honky Tonk, which I wanted to go into anyway because I just wanted to see it for the vibes and experience and the story to say I went. So we were like fine doing that anyway, but of course it was absolutely not Beyonce in the slightest.
But they really played into it.
Yeah, their like opening song that they played was Single Ladies and people started screaming, including us. Yeah. And then it was not her and we immediately left, I think, with half the crowd. So
yeah.
But Brandy Cyrus was playing before that and like she was pretty good. I feel like she was like hyping the crowd up.
Yeah, she was. I truly had no idea she was a DJ.
So then anyways, after it was not Beyonce, we...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Ran to the main stage because Post Malone
so good
was singing his country songs or his covers, and I feel like I love this intro into the country world for him. I absolutely see it and I'm so excited for it. He did play a lot of like oldies and I wish he would have played more of the newer like upbeat songs, but we talked about this and I feel like he's trying to earn his way
in. Making
a
good impression.
Yeah, like honoring those who came before him.
Yes, like I know the roots of country and like we have to honor that first. And his voice is so good. It's crazy. Like he sounds so good country and he sounds so good rap and pop and like just every single genre. I feel like he's just an amazing artist.
So I feel like his set was like really, really good too. And then Miranda Lambert. So...
Yeah, and this night was so cold and windy.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I remember, like, it was just, nights are just randomly windy.
So this night we actually brought our handkerchiefs because to put over our face because we were like, oh my gosh, we need to bring them the next day. And, like, thank goodness we did because I could not breathe that air. Like, I would be 10 times more sick right now if we did not have that with us. So like that was so worth it. So
yes, that is like you need to have that. I hear people go to the hospital or like they just like can't breathe they don't have that.
Was borderline that person, so
yeah.
But yeah, so we didn't end up staying the whole time or anything. Like I feel like her set was good, but she had a lot of slow songs back to back and we still had plans this night. So we're like, okay, like,
I know
if we want to go home and eat before, like we need to go now. So we ended up leaving like a little bit into her set, which again was good. Cause like parking was like not an issue at all. Like in and out, like we were shocked. We thought it was going to be like so backed up, so much traffic. And it honestly was not bad.
Yeah,
so
that was a good lot.
That was really good. So then went back to our Airbnb, ate our Whole Foods dinner that we got. I was so excited. I had salmon and green beans and potatoes, and it was delicious. And I was just so happy we grabbed food because truly there would have been nothing else to eat. And then after that, we went to the Revolve after party. So this was at a, where were we? A random house in...
Yeah, it was a random house in Indio, like, or La Quinta.
I was gonna say it was like past La Quinta, like they're the same thing. I don't know. Yeah, it was definitely out there. Like, there were no street lights. Like, the only light that we had out there was the moonlight that we were following.
Yeah.
Like, and that was the vibe.
It started at 11:30, I want to say. The flyer was like 11:30 to 4 a.m., which is wild.
Way past our bedtime. Like, way past. But we're like, we can do this. Like,
but let's just go for a little bit. Yeah. Right at the start. Like, we got there. I want to say at like 12 something.
Yeah, I feel like it was like 12:15 by the time we got there. And it was already insane. Like, there were so many cars parked on the side of the street, which honestly, thank God there was parking, because like, that would have been so annoying. But there was parking, but it wasn't very clear like where the check-in was. There were kind of like two entrances, and we ended up going in, and we just kind of followed some people in because we didn't know where to go.
Was just like pushing their way in. There was no one.
Like,
I don't
people
know.
Were jumping the fence thing, the like line fences for no reason. Like, there was no reason to be doing that because there wasn't a large crowd. So we just kind of followed some people in. I don't know if we actually went in through the front. I think it was like a side.
I think the people that were doing that didn't actually get the invite. And so they were trying to avoid. Yeah. So I feel like some people were sneaking in, but then like other people like us, like we thought they were like literally going to another check-in.
Yeah.
So we were just following
them, and then we were in. I don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so, and then there was this sign, I don't know if you guys saw it on social media, it was, like, so controversial. It was, like, if you have 1 million plus followers, you go on this line, and if you have under a million followers, you're in this line, and people were kind of freaking out about it, thinking that it was, like, so wild.
It was really wild.
It was shocking to see it. For sure.
I thought they were dead serious. Oh, like, same. I really thought that was serious.
Same.
And so, I don't even know. I'm just like, this is a dystopian world. Like, what are we doing
here?
Yes.
But, and like, crazy too, because there are people and like celebrities who are there who don't have a million followers. And like, I don't know. We're just like, this is interesting. But apparently the whole thing was just a joke, and it's part of the Pizza Slime brand, which is who Revolve was partnering with for this party. And like, it was just a bunch of satire, and they just have like satirical sayings on their clothing, so that was kind of the vibe. But I feel like when we opened TikTok when we got home, like, everybody was already talking about it. Like, it was so crazy. But like, good on Revolve, because that's probably their goal.
No, I feel like so many people posted about it, so many people were talking about it. I feel like that was like a really good PR move, and especially if it goes with the Pizza Slime branding, like, that was really funny.
Yeah, we didn't stay super long. Revolve parties are very LA, like, if you know what that means. Like, LA just very vibes. like tables,
like
bottle service.
It's okay. It's a very fun vibe if you are single and you want to be out all night.
Yes.
But we are married.
And drinking.
And
like, like, but that's not so, our vibe, which is fine.
Right. It's very much like you go into like the tables and like, I don't know. It's, it's, I don't know. So,
and like, I don't know why it's like this, but I feel like Revolve always has like older men there. And I'm just like so confused as to like that vibe too. But like, whatever. It was fun. And we saw some friends and we did our thing, got our content. And by the time we were leaving, it was so wild. Like, they had closed both entrances, both gates. Like, they were saying it got too rowdy. Like, there were people literally like climbing the wall of this house.
We saw girls fling themselves over a gate.
Yes.
Like, they were fully climbing up it, flinging themselves over the walls. It was really crazy. I'm sure they got a ticket or something, because I feel like the neighbors were probably like, what the heck is going on?
Honestly, I don't even know if there were neighbors. I truly felt like we were in the middle of nowhere. Like, it was so interesting, but
we feel like everyone flees the area. Like, who lives there, they probably flee during the entire month of April.
I would, like,
yeah,
if that wasn't my vibe. But Yeah. So again, very interesting. I feel like with Revolve, you just know what to expect. And then you go there, do your thing. Yeah. And then when you're done and you go home. And yeah, but we did see videos that like Dasha performed there. Diplo was there. Shaboozy was supposed to be there. I feel like he has that one song that is like popping off right now. And it's so good as well.
Yeah. Tipsy?
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
Something like that. But yeah, so... And then we went home, and I think we got home, and it was, like, I think it was, like, 2 a.m. by the time we got in bed.
So tired. Yeah. It was, like, 2 or 3. I think it might have been closer to 3. Like, I remember it was, like, 2:30, like, approaching 3. I was, like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah. Good night. So that was that vibe. So, I mean, again, overall, such a fun day. Like, so cash, so fun. Like,
yeah.
And then Sunday, slept in again, and then we had an event to go to. It was Pretty Little Thing. From what we saw on social media from Saturday, we're like, okay, this is going to be really cute. Like, we'll just go for a little bit, like, drive there really quick and then come home. So we drive all the way there. It's probably like 15, 20 minutes away. It was right next to the festival, so we had to get through a little traffic. And it actually was at the same location that the Celsius party was at for Coachella. So we're like, okay, we know this venue. They have a parking lot inside. Like, everything will be good. And then we literally get there, and there is no parking. Like, apparently they didn't rent that part of the venue. So, like, there's a full dirt lot that, like, Celsius let people park in. And then it was completely closed off. So we're like, okay. And this is the area where it's all estates. It's all gated communities. Like, you can't park anywhere, basically. And like, the grocery store lots are like, we'll tow you.
Yeah.
So we ended up just deciding to drive all the way back to our place and then getting an Uber, which is like a thing in itself because like, it's just so busy. So we Ubered there, which like, whatever, it was just annoying at this point. And I feel like the execution, I feel like the concept of the event was cute and good. It's like Pretty Little Rodeo. So cute. I feel like the execution was not there because they had people waiting outside. Like,
they had like a general.
Oh, yeah. It was open to the public, which I'm not against that at all. But it just confuses things, especially if the people managing the people don't know this. Like, we had an appointment.
Yeah, there was like 2 lines. No one really knew what was going on. And then we got up there. Finally, it was so hot, by the way. It was so hot.
It was so hot. There was no water. I think they got in trouble on Saturday. So someone, whoever like enforces the code of conduct or whatever, the penal code, someone was there. And like, basically they were saying only 100 people could be on property at a time. Which was also weird to me because, like, Celsius had a whole ass party there with over 100 people on this property.
Yeah, I'm assuming it has to do with, like, them only renting out, like, a small part or something.
Yeah, so that was interesting. So, yeah, we ended up getting in, which was fine. And again, it was, like, hot. It was cute, though. Like, it was literally in a barn. Was that a barn?
Yeah, it was a cute concept. Like, the branding and everything was cute. It was just, like, really hot. And then the whole thing was, like,
kind of chaotic. And we were trying to, like, meet friends there. And then it just didn't work because of the capacity thing. Also, the code person, whoever was enforcing it, was, like, asking them to turn the music down. And it wasn't even loud. And it was the middle of the day. So, like, it was just a very interesting situation. And I feel like it was out of Pretty Little Thing's hands, I feel like this code person was, like, really cracking down unnecessarily on random things. Like, I don't know. So, sometimes events, like, you think, like, you feel like you know what it's going to be like, and then it's different. So, that's always, like, a funny reminder for us. But, yeah. So then we had to call another Uber to go back home because we couldn't drive and park. So that was fine, though. They didn't let the Uber, like, come in and pick us up. So we had to walk all the way out to get in.
Yeah, it was just, it was hot. So
I just feel like when there's like not a lot of communication on the situation, like whether it's going to be parking, like what the situation is, then it kind of gets confusing mm-hmm. for people. So that's what that was. But it was only frustrating because it took up a lot of time of the day that we wanted to like have, but it was fine. It worked out.
Yeah. So pretty much we got back and we got ready for the festival and we were super excited because we were seeing Bailey Zimmerman, Hardy, and Morgan Wallen this day. And we knew it was going to be crazy because Morgan Wallen was headlining, performing this day. So we tried to get there earlier. I think we got in like...
Yeah, this was the earliest we went.
Six or something.
Honestly, I feel like it was earlier. I think it was like 5.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I think we left at like 5.
Or something. And then,
yeah.
Because because like also they have like really cute shops in one of the areas too. So like,
oh yeah,
your friends have that brand. It's called Darlin.
Oh yeah, Darlin. So cute swimwear. They're
if you guys
so
like
cute,
saw the hats that everyone was wearing, like I feel like the red one I was seeing everywhere, and it just said Darlin on it. So cute.
Yeah, it's so.
And
cute.
Then one of our favorite boutiques from San Diego, Trendy and Tipsy. They had their shops there too. So we wanted to kind of do the things that we didn't get a chance to do the other 2 days. So we did that. Yeah. The Amex Lounge kind of had this thing that we checked out. It like wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah, like so confused. We're like, oh, this is where our 700 annual fee is going.
Is going, literally. What else?
Like at least have the bar be like, complimentary drinks. Like something needs to be complimentary here. It was
nothing was.
It was just a weird vibe, but
yeah. But yeah, so we got to like do all the little things that we wanted to do, and then
yeah,
Bailey Zimmerman went on. He was really good. He has some really good songs out. And then Hardy, I feel like he was unexpectedly good. Like was not expecting him to be so good.
I was shocked. I didn't know that's like what his sound was. It was very much like rock
and roll. Rock and roll country.
Country. Yeah. He was really good, honestly. I'm adding him to my playlists.
Love that. Oh my God. You have like your girlies and then like a Hardy song comes on.
I know. No, literally it's like Sabrina Carpenter, girlies, and then Hardy. Like, love that. I just like, he was fun. So that was really good. We kind of were like, we stayed in the same spot for pretty much like the whole night and it was a really good spot.
But we were actually like kind of closer up because like I guess at Stagecoach they literally let you bring in like lawn chairs and like foldable chairs and like blankets you can sit on, and I guess that's not the case for Coachella. So honestly, that was cool. They literally have like chair sections where you can just like put your chairs down, which is so nice. And then we kind of went up a little more and like there was like a decent amount of space, and with the big screens everywhere,
like
it was still like good
to
see.
Like
dance yeah, like we didn't want to be like super around. Crowded or anything. So, yeah. And then Post Malone came on, Morgan Wallen came on, and he was so freaking good. Like, literally every one of his songs is like good. A bop. So, he had so many good songs to play, and he literally brought out so many people because he has Man Made a Bar with Eric Church. He sang Up Down with Bailey Zimmerman. I can't remember what he sang with Hardy. And then after like his whole show and like he ends his set or whatever, like he still hadn't played Last Night, which is like one of his biggest songs. And we're like, obviously he's coming back to play that. Mm-hmm. But then he like came back and played like 5 more songs. Like he kept going and it was so good. And of course, he brought Post Malone out for their song, and I lost it. I'm like oh my God.
I think it's not released yet, right?
No, it comes out May 10th. They finally put a date on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, yeah, don't text, so don't good. Call on May 10th. Like, I will be blasting that song on repeat. Like, I'm so excited. It's so good, and it was so fun to see them perform it live together.
He, like, Post Malone came out holding a beer and, like, a joint or something in one hand. And he had that in his one hand the whole time and was singing and dancing still. He's great. Yeah.
They love to see that. They were such a vibe together, like, so fun. And yeah, I'm so glad. We ended up staying, like, literally the whole time and don't regret it. We had to walk back to our car, which was unfortunate because we actually parked on the other side because we wanted to, like, try it out to see if it was closer, and it was absolutely not. And then this side also, unfortunately, did not have the pedicabs on the way back too.
That so was insane.
Ended up walking like 0.7 miles, like in our, on the last night, in our boots, feet hurting. Like, honestly, could not think about it. As soon
I don't think you would have been able to do that the night before. Like, you would not have been able to do that.
No, like. It was wild. Like, good thing we didn't know. Otherwise, I would not have been okay. I would have had to crawl. I don't know. But as soon as people saw pedicabs, like, they were running and jumping on them so quickly. Like, it was wild.
Is just know getting into the festival is such a trek. Thing. Like, it's literally, I think it's no matter how you get in. Like, no matter if you have an Uber, no matter if you take a shuttle. Like, I think it's, like, pretty similar walking distance for everyone, which is unfortunate. It's just a trek.
So that was definitely a thing. And then getting out of the lots too, while also everyone else is trying to get out of lots. Wiz Khalifa was like playing that night in the Palomino tent, I think, and like he had a big crowd, and like
he had a really big crowd.
A lot of people stayed, so that looked good too. But we were like, we gotta go, we're tired. Time to go home. Time to go to bed. So, yeah. I mean, by the time we got home, I literally think it was 1 a.m., 1:30. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so crazy. And the other random thing is, like, I feel like at Stagecoach, they just, and Coachella, they just randomly close roads at random times of the day. Oh my God, no warnings. Like, insane. Sometimes you can't turn left. Sometimes you can't turn right. Sometimes just, like, random streets are closed. And, like, you have to do all these U-turns to, like, get anywhere, like, to turn around.
Yeah, so it takes you a lot longer than you'd expect to get anywhere, especially if you're staying around La Quinta.
Yeah, I think we timed it. But it was
really nice.
And I think it literally took us an hour from the time we left our place to by the time we were in the festival. It was like an hour of driving, and parking, walking,
getting in. That's so crazy because we also, mind you, stayed 10 minutes away from the actual festival. Oh, like, we were literally only 10 minutes away. Yeah. So if we – oh, and also, you guys, originally, we were supposed to stay in Hot Desert Springs. I don't – is that
Desert
what it's called?
Hot Springs. Hot, I'm crying.
Hot
Desert
Hot Springs. One of – some sort of combination.
Yeah, we found like a cute, modern, like pretty cheap Airbnb. So we're like, okay. And then last second, we're like, maybe not. Like, let's just stay closer, like pay a little more.
I just did not even realize how much of a difference it would be. Like, Desert Hot Springs is so far. I want to say, like, it probably would have been like an hour just to get to the actual festival.
And like, if we had to take Ubers anywhere, like, we did for a pretty little thing unexpectedly. Like, it just would have been so much. And by the time we paid money in, like, Ubers, it would have been the same price as, like, the current Airbnb we found. So, like, we'll just do that.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then obviously went to bed. And then next morning woke up, packed our stuff, and, like, checked out. Like, nothing crazy Monday morning. But, yeah, like, I feel like overall it was – a very good experience. I would absolutely go again. I feel like it was so fun. And then we just have like some random notes to share really quickly before the end of the episode. I just feel like it was very different from Coachella, just like the event vibes, like way more chill. I feel like even just driving into Palm Springs, it just felt like way more casual.
Like a calm energy.
So
I think, like, also, like, country overall is more chill. Like, for Coachella, you have so many different genres. You have, like, your EDM ravers who are, like, I don't know, just, like, weird energies.
I feel like, Coachella is, like, a mix of, like, so many different energies, whereas, like, obviously Stagecoach is country. So that was, that was more my speed, my vibe. So really liked that. Another thing that we've mentioned is like parking anywhere near the festival is so difficult because it's literally just a tons of gated estates and communities and red curbs everywhere, and there's truly just nowhere to
park.
There's
signs
so
everywhere. Also
there's like security guards like sitting in front of the gated communities, basically making sure no one goes in, no one sneaks in, like no one parks. Like it's a whole thing. So definitely sometimes like Uber is the only option, unfortunately. But I guess the plus side of that was like there was free parking at Stagecoach. So that was really cool. Like, I think Coachella, you have to buy literal day parking passes that are like $100 or something. So that was really nice. So we did end up driving and didn't have to like wait for Ubers or anything crazy. So that was really good. That was definitely a plus. Like one of my things, I feel like I've talked about this before, like my pet peeve or like my ick is like parking situations. Like,
yeah.
So that makes me happy that that was like pretty stress free for the most part. Also on that, I don't think we have this noted, but when you take the pedicabs, they like on one side that we parked at, they went from like the parking lot to the check-in, right? Like the wristband. Yeah. So it's so funny. So like it's $15 a person, but like the first day I feel like everyone was trying to negotiate like $10, but like they really stuck like a pedicab community to 15. Like they did not waver on that. So like whatever.
Yeah.
It was worth it though, because it made like a 20-minute walk, like a 2-minute ride. And it's obviously saving your feet too with the amount of walking you're doing. So I don't know. In my opinion, it does come out to being worth it. And then another thing that you pointed out was like when you pay them, you can pay like cash, Venmo, or Apple Pay, I think was the option. Mm-hmm. And like, unfortunately, some of them are kind of scammy. And I did Apple Pay one time. And I feel like you're in such a rush and it's very chaotic when everyone's getting off the pedicab that like you just like tap it and go basically to pay. And one of the pedicabs ended up charging me $40. And I was like, what the heck? Like I didn't like tip anything. Like I didn't like push any buttons. So he had just when you do Apple Pay, like,
yeah,
they just put whatever number or they probably tip themselves or whatever. But I'm like, even a $5 tip per person on a $15 ride, is that a joke? Like,
literally.
So I am just literally that person, and it's probably annoying, but whatever. I reported it to Amex on my charge because I was like, okay, this was an inaccurate charge. Like, it was $15 a person and I paid, and like I have other charges that literally say $30. And if you need more proof of charges, I can get my charges from my friend who also has $30 charges. So I don't know why this pedicab put $40 instead of $30, and Amex ended up like refunding me the $10, or I think like they took it from him because it literally, it was called Boober Cab was his like line. So it said Boober Cab $40, and then I had a refund charge of Boober Cab $10. So I think they made him
love that you did
pay
that,
me back, honestly. Because like, I mean, just think about all the people not paying attention. If you're drunk, having fun, running off to catch your friends, like you probably don't notice. And he probably like just makes so much money overcharging people, and I'm like, that's just so shady.
Yeah, so, no, there was one where like you put a tip. So I think he just literally put like 25% tip or something.
Like Jesus. So the tip is make sure you pay in Venmo, because then you obviously send the money. So noted for next year will be Venmoing or making sure I see the screen. I'm gonna be like, no, buddy, show me the screen.
Yeah.
Like, dang, I wish I called him out then and there, because I would have seen 40 and he would have been like, oh, sorry. Like,
sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably does that to everyone.
Literally. So be aware, ladies. Keep your money, your hard earned dollars. Don't let Boober Cab steal it. So,
what a funny name.
I know. The next thing is we think that brands are starting to activate more at Stagecoach, and I feel like there's definitely more potential and opportunity next year as well. I feel like We saw Kopari and Nudes did a house. Color Wow obviously did a house. Tarte did a house. Revolve did a gifting suite and an after party.
Pretty Little Thing did a whole house. There was just like a bunch.
There was a bunch of different brands
that took girls, had a house, did a brand trip. Like so many things.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like.
And we've never seen that before.
Oh my God. No. Ever. So, like, I feel like next year, like, it's going to be big. So, just keep that in mind when kind of planning. And, like, I feel like some girls did choose to go to Stagecoach over Coachella. Like, they definitely picked one. I feel like we went to Coachella this year, obviously, because you were invited for, like, a brand.
So,
we're obviously going to take that opportunity up. But I don't know if we would go otherwise, or we might go for a day or two kind of vibe, but not the whole weekend.
Yeah, I feel like just depends on the head, like the lineup too. It just wasn't a good lineup also this year, so
that was, I think that'll be really interesting to see next year, and I'm excited to see it next year also for Stagecoach. And yeah, we just saw a bunch of videos on how like Stagecoach was like on par with Coachella this year. Again, saw so many like creators.
Was really shocked about.
Yeah, so many creators. I feel like we saw posts that like they went to Stagecoach over Coachella and they used to be like diehard Coachella girlies. So like that was so interesting to see. But good for the country scene. I'm loving this for them. And I
feel like they're probably mad, but it's okay.
But like, why wouldn't they want the, they should want it. Okay. Like, I would love to see Kelsea Ballerini next year. If she is on that lineup, dude, we are buying tickets, period. I don't care. Like if a brand invites us to go next year, we'll sell the tickets. But like, if she is on that lineup, like, we're going hard, like no questions. Yeah. So
yes,
would love to see her. Me too. Another thing we learned: fresh food, healthy food is hard to find in La Quinta. So go grocery shopping.
Go grocery shopping.
Hit up the Whole Foods. Like get your lunches, get your dinner, get your snacks, get your fruit. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like the food quality there is just, it's not it. Like we did go to a Vietnamese restaurant, I think the first day, and like that was good. But like obviously they're not open late and like, yeah, you can only eat that so much. So just like prepare food wise, I feel like. And then especially because this is my other question too, is when are people eating dinner? Because if you go into the festival around 4 or 5 and then you don't get home till like 10, 11, 12 based on when you leave the festival, like when are you eating dinner? Are you eating before you go?
People eat it.
Are you eating after?
People are eating there.
Oh,
like they're eating,
unfortunately. I would love to know what it's like to not have stomach issues and be able to eat at any vendor there, because we looked it up and it was like
they do look really good.
I bought a hot dog almost, but then we parked on the other side the last night and they had no hot dogs available, so but yeah, it was just like a bunch of like pizza, a bunch of cheesy things, a bunch
of
gluten
pizza,
things,
tacos,
yeah,
like country,
and like
American
if you
food.
Just like have a sensitive tummy, like that is just not the food for you.
Yeah,
so unfortunately we had to eat like a little before and like a little after. And it was kind of interesting to juggle. But, okay, that does make sense. Like, people with normal stomachs can eat that food. And, like, that is just not me or my life. So, okay. Well, I guess that answers that question. Okay. The next thing is bring the face cover for the dirt. So, that helped so much. Like, that saved us. Like, I truly would
like,
still be so ill.
Gets in the bandana you're wearing. It is so important to have.
And just like walking back to your car when people are kicking up dirt, like the pedicabs. And like the Saturday night was the windiest and the like most dirt in the air, because Sunday it was surprisingly not windy, but that meant the dirt wasn't like moving, so the dirt was kind of just like sitting in the air like floating. So it definitely helped to have those bandanas just to like get a quick breath in, you know what I mean? So that was like huge, like so glad we had that. Again, it was so much walking. I feel like I've never done, I've walked that much before, but it just felt like not in cowboy boots. I haven't done that. So like
not
that
in cowboy boots, yeah,
was the thing. It like we weren't wearing comfy shoes. So, and no one was, like everybody was in cowboy boots, and we would see people walking on the streets, like outside of the festival, like kind of far from the festival, as if they walked from the festival. And I'm like, do your feet not hurt? Like, how did you get here? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I just feel like there needs to be, someone needs to invent something that actually really helps with that. Like a cushion insert or something. Like,
Oh my gosh. I had Band-Aids on like all my toes as like preventative measures and for blisters. So that was like the only solution that, but like that still doesn't help like the actual bones of your feet and the tendons of your feet like actually hurting. So you couldn't do anything for that. But that was fine. And then the other thing that I was not expecting was that water was really cheap. Like the water that like I guess $2 comes in, it was like $2, which was like not that bad. I was expecting it like, to be like $10.
Should, but it's like sad that it's shocking. But like, as they should, it's gonna be hot.
And then they had like the refill stations, which we didn't use because I used the bathroom one time on the first day and I was like, never again. Like that was disgusting. Like,
So I'm we were drinking sure I was dehydrated when we got back. Like when I
we were drinking the bare minimum water at the festival so that we didn't have to go there.
Yeah, like probably had like a few sips for the like 5 hours we were there, which is not good. But yeah, I definitely got back home, felt dehydrated AF, and just drank like those little hydration packets, and that actually really helped me.
Oh yeah, so nice. I was taking those vitamin C packets from Symbiotica because I needed that. So
good idea.
That's pretty much it for our recap. That was our both of our first stagecoach experience, my first actual festival experience. So overall, 10 out of 10, like would do it again, would go back, like so much fun, loved the vibes. Like I'm excited to see like what it's going to be like next year. And again, I'm a country music girly anyway. Like I love country music, so it was just so fun to see all those artists live and whatnot. So, yeah, I feel like that kind of wraps up this episode. Next week, I feel like we're going to get back into the regular swing of things. We'll do some Q&A episodes coming up, some travel episodes. And, yeah, let us know what you guys want to hear. If you guys have any questions, we'll probably put up a question box soon. But thanks so much for listening and making it all the way to this episode. We love you guys. We've missed you. It feels good to be back. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.